Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Goblets and Gays. This is Season 4, Episode 20. I'm Aubrey. I'm your GM. I use she, her pronouns. I will toss it to my players to introduce themselves, who they are, who they're playing, and then we'll get into things.
Hello, I'm Aki. My pronouns are she, her, and I play Astraea Bashar Chloris, your quadruple princess bard dragon summoner, child of the Night Queen, grandchild of the Mad King, and all-round magical baddie who also uses she, her pronouns.
Hello, I am Dusty. I use they, he pronouns, and I am playing Joanna of Mexico, bringer of justice, maker of soups, and they use she, her pronouns.
Hello, my name is Ferris. I use she, her pronouns, and I play Dumisa Solfig, a 7-foot semi-possessed barbarian and champion of the night who is very much in love and also uses she, her pronouns.
Hello, I'm Sparlock. I use he, him pronouns. Today I am playing Groon, the walking goblin catastrophe, oracle of flames, healer of wounds, and burner of buildings, though she swears it wasn't her. And Groon uses she, her pronouns.
Hello, hello. My name is Alyssa, and my pronouns are they, them. I am playing Tamsin Trevino, the god-devouring changeling wizard who is focused on rescuing their late fiancé from purgatory, but also growingly concerned with her influence on this group of younger adventurers. Tamsin uses she, they pronouns.
Hello, I'm Tick. I use he, she, they pronouns, and today I'm playing Mero, a monk maiden raised in the underworld, now overcoming parental issues, meeting the Fae, and learning about nature, and being a thought.
Landon, Cressa, working... I try to say Queen Kyrian, I said King. Queen Kyrina and Astraea's whole family are sitting there waiting at the docks. There's a lot of hugging. There's an unexpected hug for Dumisa, who's like, oh. Hugging terms, excellent. Pray that doesn't happen anymore. Harry gives Dumisa a hug. There is a lot of family introductions. The captain has a proper introduction to everybody. We get a Midas off the boat, which was in question, but no longer. Then there is a true god gathering, where we also meet Vasild's daughter, whose name I never quite caught, my bad. And they talk about the dream, where everyone except for Groon, because Groon has not slept yet, because it's been like 2 hours, has met Thanaton while sleeping, who is like kind of like the spirit of divinity, the oldest being in the world, the first being in the world. Their soul has been split amongst the gods and possibly all of creation. There's a lot of theories going around. But he seems cool. I think we decided because he was a he, him. And then we break into discussions of what comes next, which is it's ritual time again. Because the time curse has to get done soon, but before the time curse can be undone, we have to fix Zoldrum being a puppet, which requires also lots of people to help. So there is some gay stuff that happens with the captain and Dumisa and Astraea, making sure Astraea is ready for the ritual, which involves some body painting. And then Joanna and Tamsin have a little chat in the library about Tamsin's not telling people that she's a lich, but now pretty much everybody knows except for like one person. And they have a lot of, it's very good. It's a good conversation. You should go listen to it. And also it's gay and they hold hands. Woo. And then let's see here. It's the next day. Tally gives Astraea a gift that if anything ever goes wrong, particularly with the ritual, but like it's probably freestanding, she can just crush this little necklace and reset time by 12 entire hours. Pretty cool. And then we go down to the ritual, to the vault to do the ritual. Let's just say the time and space were bent, both narratively and also through dice rolls. So many ones, so many 20s. But we did it. We bring Zoldrum back as a dragon, a whole dragon, a whole heckin' dragon. And it's very awesome. And people are very tired. And that's what happened last time.
Yeah. Well, people, if there's anything else people want to do during this same day, you started the ritual in the morning, so it's only like mid-afternoon by this point.
I
think half of us are exhausted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Might as well just be easy to just call this day at wash and go to sleep.
Probably, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Which means Groon gets to dream, right?
Yes. So, Groon, as you settle down to sleep, sometime in the middle of the night, you wake up, and instead of your bed, you're laying on this cold stone floor. You look around and see this massive cavern above you. And you hear the deep, booming voice go, "Who stands before me now?"
"Hi, I'm Groon. Are you the therapist?"
You hear something that sounds like a gentle rumble, could possibly be a laugh, and just, you hear the voice go, "That's a new one. I am Thanaton, little one."
"Sorry, I have trouble with big words sometime. It's nice to meet you. Are you... You gave Vasil their power?"
"Not directly. I gave the generations of gods before them their power, and the power passed down."
"I'm glad, because they were not a very nice person."
"Not every single god has been, but I just hope that the next will be."
"Do you have any advice on how to be a good god?"
"Follow your heart."
"I get told that a lot."
"Yes. And now I must ask you, what is important to you?"
"I want to help people. And I like fire, but it seems that, you know, the fire I've caused has done a lot of damage. And sometimes people are scared by it. Although I still like it, it's wonderful. But it's more help when I heal and help people and do good for them."
"Fire isn't always bad."
"It can clean sometimes."
"Yes, the fire can clean sometimes. Fire can excise decay. The forest is blighted. Sometimes the only option is to burn it down."
"But how?
Burn it down and start again."
"However I use my fire, I want to use it to help people."
"Fire keeps people warm in the winter. They use it to cook their food. They make all sorts of craftsmanship with it." "It doesn't necessarily always have to destroy. Think about the ways fire can heal, can create."
"I haven't seen many, because usually, you know, I'm in the city and people get mad when I burn things, but I'll definitely ask Tamsin about it. They know a lot of things."
"Yes, I'm sure they do. Well, I look forward to whatever god you do become, Groon." I'll be watching.
Oh, I do have one question.
And you fall asleep. You fall asleep on a, I have a question, and then you find yourself waking up in your bedroom.
I like that timing. It kind of works.
And before you know it, it is the next morning. You're all feeling a lot better, having slept everything off. And yeah, it's a new day. Lots of things for people to do. Who would like to go first?
I can go. If no one else wants to go.
Go for it. I'm picking you. You go now.
Okay, I'm gonna go find Tamsin to see if she is feeling rested and wants to do some crafting.
Yes, I think that you also find Tamsin in the library.
Excellent. I think that Dimi will wander in, because where else would Tamsin possibly be? And just ask if they want to do some pick up where we left off with our crafting project.
Of course, Dimisa. I'm honored to help.
You're not. I know you did the whole ritual thing yesterday, but if you're feeling up to it, I don't know how much it takes out of you. I find it strangely soothing yet exhausting, but I assume it's the magic-y thing.
Now, after focusing so heavily on the ritual, I'll welcome a chance to use my hands and focus in that way.
Left of it, though perhaps the voice of God will correct me. Don't ask me which one. Maybe the one named Aubrey.
Yeah.
Grune pops out of the bookcase.
Three more rolls. How many rolls do I need to make on this thing?
How much time do you want to spend is the question.
As far as I know, we have plenty of time to spend, right? Like,
yeah.
I mean, I know we have to ritual, but that's not like today. That's like tomorrow.
Future. Like, if you want to spend, you could spend the majority of the day working on this, like, not in a particular hurry. And I'll say you can make two checks just if you want to spend the day doing it.
As long as I'm willing to spend, as long as Tamsin is willing to spend.
Yeah, Tamsin is willing to spend that time with you.
Okay. Then I guess we can make the checks, but I also do want to like talk to you while we're checking. But I'll do the dice rolling first.
Crafting. Okay, I got a 37.
37.
I got a 36, but then do I add one for Tamsin?
You're using your eye thing, right? Your looking glass.
Yes. Yeah, so actually, I have 38. Plus whatever you give.
That'll count as one check.
I'm using a hero point. Ah!
Thirty-six plus
Tamsin.
Well, I think that's enough to complete it.
Does it look okay?
Yeah, it does.
I think the end of the day, and they're both kind of tired, Dimisa looks at the finished product and then looks at Tamsin. Maybe doesn't look at her. I think maybe she says this just looking at the thing, and then says, you know, I had a really funny dream the other day that had you in it.
We don't need to talk about it if you don't want to, Dimisa, and I hope I didn't cross any boundaries, but...
No, I think you have a point. But also,
I would like to reassure you that it's not like that. There is a concern in my mind that we won't get through this. How'd you put it? War against the gods. We've had quite a few close calls already, and we've only fought three of them. I've done my best to prepare for that possibility. So there may be a little sense of urgency that wouldn't necessarily be there otherwise. But
Hampson smiles at you, just full and bright, and says, I was hoping that was the reason, and I'm so, so very happy for you. For you both, for you all, will I be crafting something else with you soon? Well, I'm glad that this is the change that you've received, Dumisa. You deserve it so greatly.
I mean, yes, totally, I do. it's one of those feelings you have to, like, relearn because you spend so much time being like, no, I deserve nothing,
Hampson gives you a stern look and says, well, I suspect that Astraea and the captain spend enough time telling you that you do deserve it and helping you relearn that, but if you ever need to hear it from someone else.
I really appreciate that. You are a very nice person. And I don't know if anyone's told you that.
Tamsin laughs and says, don't tell anyone.
It's safe with me. Well, thank you for your assistance with this. It would not look this nice without your help. I really wanted it to look nice.
I'm sure that however it looked, it would be very much beloved, but it does look good, doesn't it?
Yeah, really came together. Now to figure out the right time to give it.
Is that soon, do you think? Well, if you ever need the rest of the party distracted or some time alone.
Sorry, reading chat.
Host game night. Pulls out the goddamn, I don't know. What's a taboo. Monopoly board.
Oh, Monopoly, God. Be there for the next 4 hours. Well, I think there's actually something that has been needing to happen for a while, and I think we found a good moment for it. So Amidus will actually find you, Marrow.
Oh boy.
And you, Tamsin. And ask if you would all like to talk.
Is it a good talk or a bad talk?
It is a good talk. There's just, we haven't had the chance really since I came back, and I'm much more recovered now, and I kind of just want to go out and look over the city and spend some time with both of you.
Of course.
first?
Of course.
I actually don't know many of the places to look at nowadays. The entire city has had a whole renovation recently.
Okay, there's a good place in the gardens to just sort of look out over the city.
That sounds good. She's like, garden, garden, garden.
Yes. So you're brought to the gardens, and there's a nice little table set out with some tea and some small pastries and things like that, as Amidas make sure you're both comfortable.
Is there gonna be a lore drop? Can I perception to see if there's gonna be a lore drop?
Sure, give me a perception.
I don't know, I take a paranoid, and Mero's is she gonna be like, I regret being brought back?
Can I perceive a lore drop?
That's a nat one.
Yeah, you're fine. You're just like, no, it's a lovely time with mom.
It's a lovely time with both my new moms. Nothing bad could happen.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm gonna stop talking. I just need you to know how that caught me so off guard. Can I perceive?
Hello,
that is so fucking funny. I'm sorry. Continue.
So, she sits both of you down and just wants to go. I want to thank you both again for what you did. For bringing me back.
Of course. I wanted to do anything that I could to... Fuck. Shit. Hold on. Hold on. Mara finishes eating a cookie while I try to compose my thought. I would have done anything that you wanted in that situation. Whatever made you happy, and I'm glad that I get to see you again.
Yes, I'm glad to be alive again. I'm glad to feel the warmth of the sun, to spend time with both of you. And gently, she places her hand on top of yours, both of yours, both you, Tamsin and Meryl, if you let her.
Of course.
Yeah.
There's something that I should tell both of you. It's something that happened a long, long time ago. Something that, until recently, I thought my brain had just made up. It wasn't until I met your friend that it jogged something in my memory.
Are you straight?
No, good luck.
Motherfucker said good lord. I'm sorry, I keep apologizing and saying I'm not gonna talk, but then I might just drop fucking liners like that. I have to say something.
Sorry, carry on.
So, you know how Joanna's not of this world?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't think I am either.
I just hear silence for a moment. Like, are you from Mexico?
No, I don't think so. I don't know where it was. I was a very, very small child when this happened. There was a town. It was a town named Skull. I grew up there. My parents always told me to not play around fairy rinks. And one day, I guess the stories were true. I found myself through the Feywilds and here, where I met the two dwarves who adopted me.
I see. That's certainly a lot to take in. We look at Tamsin. How's she doing?
I think Tamsin is just staring and maybe fiddling slightly with her engagement ring. And then says, if you are brought across from the Feywilds, are you concerned that we've reopened them? I didn't think that it would be a problem, but...
No, I... Whatever life I had there is long past. I've been in this world for hundreds of years at this point. Amidus probably went missing sometime in like the... It would probably have been like either the late 1700s or the early 1800s.
She doesn't know what an iPod is?
No.
No!
Just to put it into perspective, she has been in this world for 400 years.
Jesus.
And it's something I remembered about myself. And I wanted to let both of you know. It feels weird to say. I have no desire to go back. It is not a world that I have any attachment to. I mean, the stories are true. I was replaced. So my parents probably didn't even know I was gone. And I've lived a good life here. I have both of you.
Mero just cringes a little bit internally, like, I don't think you had a very good life considering the past, like, how many hundred years of your life?
I had a good life before that, and I've had a good life after that. I'm okay. Actively blocking out that amount of time in my brain.
You know what? Yeah, that's a good idea.
Look, I'm gonna have therapy when this is all over and that bastard is dead.
Speaking of that, well, we're confessing secrets, right?
I guess. I just wanted to tell you mine.
Oh,
do you have
okay.
something you want to say? Go for it.
They're just gonna pause for a moment, looking at the biscuit in their hand. This is gonna... I don't know if I can... I don't know if this is something that I should say, to be honest. They're gonna think about it for a moment, and then, like, look at Tamsin, and then look at Amidus, and be like, you know what? This is a judgment-free space, I think. I know we're all going to have to beat my dad, of course. He has to go down for the terrible things he's done, but I don't think that I can kill him. I don't think I can get revenge for you, and I'm sorry. I don't think I can do it.
I wasn't going to ask you to. I'll put the blade in his fucking throat myself.
There's something in the back of my head saying someone else has dibs, but like,
<I'm kidding. laughs> I need to help fight him for sure. I don't want to see him die. It's fucked up, but he's done such terrible things. Yet I can't.
You remember what good there was. It wasn't a lot, but you remember it.
I have another question, actually. I don't know if you have an answer, but did he ever actually care about me?
I believe in his own way he did. At one point, it's hard. I know he did. Yeah. He did mean something. There was a small period of time where things were good. But, you know. And then I was just constantly reminded that I couldn't leave. But I did my best to make sure you had a good life, that you grew up happy.
I had, hypothetically meeting my friends, I had like one of the least traumatized lives. You did a very good job.
I did my best.
You did very good. With everything known now, you did very good. And I'm grateful for that.
Mero, having compassion and not being overtaken by rage, as someone who has been narrow-sighted, tunnel vision, it's not bad for you not to want that. It's not something to confess as if it's shameful. It speaks to you as a good person, just as you wanting. And Timson sort of looks over towards Amidus. When we found out that you might still be around, that there might be a way to bring you back, the only thing Mero was concerned about was whether you would want to be. I've spent 400 years missing you and focused single-mindedly on one thing or another, and I would have charged ahead without thought for the consequences. And looking back towards Mero, the fact that you care about those consequences, about what happens to other people, about what other people want, that speaks to you so, so highly.
Midas will give your hand a squeeze, Mero.
Thank you, guys. Thanks, Mom, and thanks, Other Mom. Other Mom is Tamsin, I'm sorry. I'm sure there are enough people in the world that want to kill him anyways. I don't have to do it. I'm pretty sure I could ask Astrea to, and she would be so enthusiastic about it.
Amida's like, yeah, I don't blame her.
Yeah, I think she should get dibs, honestly.
Yeah, the things he did, a lot of very bad things, and her family suffered a lot for it.
I think everyone's gonna want to take turns like a pinata, and I just don't want to watch it, but good for them.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair. Everyone gets the club to beat him over the head 23, 24 times.
Yeah, make it 25 for good luck.
Of course.
Well, thank you guys. You know, I know you guys are somehow or somewhat apprehensive, but you're both really good moms. You know, Tamsin's very new at it.
I always said that they are a natural. And then that they'd be amazing.
Yeah, Tamsin, you're secretly a nice person, aren't you?
I will not take this slander at this table.
You just said the nicest thing to me ever. I'm sorry. You're nice. It's okay. Your secret's safe with me. I'm very good at lying.
Tamsin deadpan stares at you.
Okay, maybe I'm not very good at lying. I'm still working on that part.
Not being good at lying is not the good thing that you think it is.
Wait, sorry, out of character. That was a lot of, like, double negatives. Yeah, what did she say?
And, it essentially is, I'm just saying that, you know, being bad at lying is a good thing. You know,
okay.
Not being good at... I'm getting my own words twisted up too.
Being bad at lying equals good.
Yeah, being bad at lying equals good. It is okay. It is not a character defect to be bad at lying.
Hit with the double negatives, and I was like, sorry, you're asking for a bit too much processing power from me tonight. Good.
My brain could not process it either.
I'm a math gay, not a language gay. I'm sorry.
I am neither. Yeah.
But yeah, to finish this off, I'm just going to be like, oh yeah, you want to hear about our adventures in Dino Dimension?
I would love to.
No, we'll eat a cookie and we can talk about Dino Dimension.
Well, I believe certain new true gods need to have a conversation with another true god.
And a certain voice person who's writing a book.
Yes.
Are they found together?
Yeah, they're doing a lot of, like, they're kind of having, like, an ongoing war meeting that's in the throne room.
They don't even sleep, it's just meetings.
Yeah, they sleep, and they come back and have more meetings. Currently, they're just, like, processing information, figuring out what their best moves are.
Hey, Joanna.
Oh, go ahead, actually.
I think Grun will approach Joanna. I had the dream.
Oh, see? Was it, like... It's weird, right?
Yeah. He seems nice. I forgot his name. Apparently it's not therapist.
No. Therapist is the person that... It, you know, I think Astrea's family somewhere knows therapists. No, it's Thanatos. Yeah, I guess, like, they wouldn't answer a lot of my questions, but I had too many, to be fair.
Yeah, he said apparently fire can heal. Like, but, I mean, besides, you know, like, using it to close up wounds and stuff. I bet Tamsin would know more about that.
This is true. Tamsin is very, very smart. And you know, sometimes if you get there on a good day, very nice. Just so nice.
Yeah, Tamsin's super nice.
What is all this defamation?
Tamsin slander.
Wait.
Episode name. Tamsin is nice.
I didn't realize they were having lunch so close to the war room.
We should go talk to the other gods. That feels weird to say.
Yeah, so weird. Yeah, let's go talk to them.
Yeah, we find them all in the throne room.
Yeah. First things first, Grun will tell them that she had the dream, but that he refused to answer any questions and said it was better that way.
Leas will give like, when you say that, we'll just be like, yeah, that's what I keep hearing. I still want to know. And Kyra is like, yeah, it's probably better if we just don't know.
No, people say that a lot. It's never true.
That's fair, but we can look into Thanatos or Thanaton after we're done dealing with the false god.
Yeah, we have lots of questions. Grun, why don't you ask some of yours first?
So is there any way for me to give Heavy his power back?
In time. You can create clerics. It's better to get a handle on your own power before you give it out to others. But the best way is to, once you have a temple, you can have a pet cleric. Yes, that can probably be heavy. It may take him a while. He may have to build his power up slowly. Won't be at the same levels he was before, but it's something, and he can teach other clerics about your doctrines, and if whatever your temple might be, maybe a hospital.
That's what I was thinking. Or an orphanage.
An orphanage would also be very good.
Or but all put together.
A hospital orphanage. Yes.
Do we have to have temples? Is that...
Not necessarily you have to have temples, but... And it feels weird calling them temples, because the temples to temples, as you know, she's in air quotes, to me are places where people study the stars and the moon. They map constellations. And for Laius, they are... Laius is like, yeah, you know how I'm the Fate Weaver?
Vaguely?
Mm-hmm. You know, people who really like to, play with fate?
What do they do?
They gamble.
Is your temple a casino? There's casinos here?
I would not say it's a casino. It's not that big, but it is a place where people go. They have fun. They play cards. They make bets.
That's... Okay. So this is my question. How do you know what you are the god of?
Ira is like, it is partially what speaks to you as a person. I always loved the moon and the stars. And kind of just ended up that way. And Laius is like, yeah, I was just kind of always lucky as a kid. You know, games of chance, board games, things like that. I was the one that always, like, I won a lot.
Shut the fuck up, Leo.
And Lila's like, I mean, for me, I always loved traveling. I loved seeing new places.
It's when all this happened, it happened very fast, but I was overcome with wanting to protect and look up at Kiria, your daughter, and just the people in my party looking at Grun, you too. And I guess the biggest thing when I got this power, previous to this, I had troubles remembering nearly everything. I think it's due to Atropa. I still need to like go over that with her, because but it's just, it all came rushing back, just retiring from something dangerous, being a librarian and then thrust into this. I guess the other is like wanting to start a revolution against all this. Am I the god of revolution? Is that a thing?
I think it is now.
Yeah, fuck. Oh.
Okay. I mean, it doesn't have to be a place where people worship at your temple. It can be a place for people to seek solace with like-minded individuals.
Yeah. Well, I guess I'll embrace that and I'll worry about the other stuff down the line.
We have time. We have so much time.
Oh, I hope so.
Did you have any other questions, Grun?
So, how do you set up a temple? Like, I know, like, you know, I grew up in one, but they were kind of already there.
Yeah, we can set something up if you want to let Heavy know to head back to Cressa. We can work with him if, you know, we can figure out some happy medium between a hospital and an orphanage, I'm sure.
It's a hosporphanage. Definitely not a orphanage.
That does remind me. I assume we probably just don't want to go around like, oh, hey, no gods here, blah, blah, blah. You know, probably not, right?
At least for now. And so we've dealt with the false gods.
Dealt with the false gods, okay. And that's what I figured. Just wanted to make sure, because like someone said something about having people believe in you gives you more power. And is that also true?
Yeah, as people learn who you are and learn, you know, about you, some of them will start worshiping you. And I mean, it's not like they pray to you, but it all the time, but it's just like they derive strength from your ideals and they hope to live up to them. And it gives a lot of people hope.
Oh, good Lord. All right. Gotta get used to that too. Well, I really appreciate you taking the time to talk with us.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
Hey, Grun. Now that you have got this power, what do your sigils do?
Don't tell them, but they don't seem to do anything extra just yet. There are a lot of extras now, though. Just around.
Joanna, as they're like walking out, stifling laughter, just would expect nothing less, Grun.
Oh. Yeah, you continue having the conversation. You learn a little bit more about godhood and from the rest of them. And, hey, everybody. Aubrey here with a fun little announcement. Goblets and Gaze is now an affiliate over at Adventure Dice. And we know how much we all love those Mathrocks. So if you need some new Mathrocks in your life, go over to adventuredice.ca and in the checkout code, enter our promo code, Goblets, for 10% off. But also, they have dice. They have other TTRPG accessories and tabletop goodies, dice trays, condition rings, and things like that, little spellcasting stuff. Great stuff there. Go check them out and support our show. Thank you.
Who wants to go next? Shit.
God, they're beating me up.
I mean, it sounds like Joanna wants to do the therapy.
Yeah, go therapy them up. Oh, I can talk to Estrella after. It's fine.
I mean, yeah, we could do that.
Go for it if you want.
Is that fear that I hear? Is that fear?
I've gone so long without therapy, it kind of sucks to lose, finally.
Yeah, I think Joanna, like, after the conversation, goes to check in on Estrella, which I assume she's hopefully resting.
I think it's half resting, half work, if I'm being honest. Like, when you do work lazily, like, you purposely go sit, like, on a couch, you, like, lounge, and occasionally you glance at your work and do some, and then you lie down some more. Like, it's like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Though, in her case, hers is a lot of, like, she has, like, a study, like, a wing area in the study for sure. If not, she stole her brother's, right? Like, it's one of those things. No, actually, I am that bitch. She stole Theseus's specific workspace and is totally, like, lounging around and actually doing some work. Estrella is very, very into actually delegating the whole little power situation that you literally just talked about. So, like, she's doing some reparations even for things like that, as well as just, like, any extra, like, of Atalanta's work specifically, so that way when she's like done whatever she's doing, she doesn't have a wad of paperwork to do, because Estrella can do it faster. You know what I mean? Like, Why are you gonna make a guard captain who has to do drill runs and then come and read like 80 pages of like, no, Estrella can do it. So she's kind of doing that, but also lying down or lounging.
I think Joanna catches Estrella while she's doing the paperwork. And Joanna comes like, oh, Estrella, that's the thing I remember liking the least from being a librarian, is all the paperwork. Why are you working?
Estrella looks like a deer in headlights and goes, what work? I don't see work anywhere. And she's putting the papers like on the floor.
No, not on the floor. These are documents, apparently.
I know, I didn't want to put them on the floor either, but I was like, you can't see. Because they're over there, and then like my back is towards you, sort of like the back of the couch, and then you wouldn't see it. You would see it on the table,
Joanna's gonna pick up the paperwork and put it with the rest and take it away from Estrella. Put it on the other side of the table. It sits down like, well, I came in to check on you because I wanted to see that you were resting. I think I saw Dumisa being busy somewhere else, so I just wanted to check, and then here you are. And then, yeah, Dumisa was busy, so I went to go check in on you, and then here you are, working. Again, we just did a 6-hour ritual yesterday, Estrella.
And then I rested the whole day. I'm fine. And look, I'm still resting. I'm just helping out a little bit. Mm-hmm. Especially since we have, like, 3 new true gods, so I just, the sooner I get started on this part, the easier it will be for me to bullshit my way throughout our god-murdering adventure.
Just, Estrella, I say this with love, and I understand that this is a very extenuating circumstance, but you do need to rest sometimes. I feel like your heart rate is, like, higher than mine, dear.
That could be because I walked up and down 2 flights of stairs. But that is not the case since that, you know, I've been sitting here the whole time. Sorry. I mean, I'm doing a lot better at the stuff. I think, at least.
You are doing better. You know, it's only after we had your... Do you say girlfriend or partner?
I mean, I know I like being called a girlfriend, but...
Okay.
Yeah, so I don't mind being called a girlfriend. I have no idea if Dumisa cares about that or not. And then I called Captain my partner, just because it makes sense. Also because she didn't like it when I said matey, so, you know.
Joanna giggles like, well, I think that's understandable with how close you all seem to be. I'm just saying, when we had Dumisa, your girlfriend, intervene and make sure you rested. Though I need to make sure she rests now too. Just, you know, when I'm traveling with you, I'm quite literally old enough to be your mother as well. So I just want to make sure that you are taking care of yourself as well. Because I feel like before I was here, and maybe even before Tamsin, that was what you were doing here.
Wait, what? Repeat that last part for me, because... Okay, sorry, out of character. Repeat that last part for me.
No, just... I feel like I could be your mother, and I'm treating it... I feel like I should be treating it like so. Though, from context, it feels like before I or Tamsin was here, you were that figure in the party, which is maybe why you're not taking care of yourself. Hmm?
Oh, so you hit me with that, huh? I mean, maybe.
Yeah, and Joanna is gonna like, wait a second, and wave her hand and is going to grab coffee and tea from across the room and bring it over. Give a cup for each of us. Just...
I make space on the like the couch, because I was I was totally like not starfishing it, but I definitely look like someone could feed me grapes, you know. now I'm like giving you like a decent amount of space to be comfortable.
Yeah, and I'll make sure you have a cup and just it maybe, and I just want to check in on you, and mainly just you haven't had time to actually just like talk. Like, there's been so much happening, but you know, I'd like to just talk.
Okay, what would you like to talk about?
I'm not really good at that part.
Me neither. Unless it's like, I don't know. Like if you need something, I'm very good at that. I'm very good at problem solving. If it's just talk, I can also gossip. If you like gossip, I have so much gossip. But other than that, I'm not the best at small talk. Unless we have like a topic. I don't have a topic.
Small talk is hard though. Like, I do love myself some chisme. Chisme means gossip. At least back from where I come from. But you know, we don't need to. That's something we could talk about whenever now. I just. Here. After this is done, what do you want to do for yourself? What are your plans to do?
Once again, the deer in headlights stare. Oh, that seems so far away. Well, obviously I would still like to be with Dumi and Captain and my family. Probably find, I have this really fun idea of like a door that I could enchant that could take me to all the places I want to go to specifically, like like easily, so I don't have to spend 10 minutes like teleporting, which in hindsight sounds like really whack, because like, oh, it's just 10 minutes. But I'm also like, but what if I had the door, you know? And yeah, okay, no, it sounds even funnier now because I make a fucking door when
I I mean, 10 minutes, time, energy. No, I understand. It's also like, I mean, if you have it in your place, it'd be really cute. Like, honestly.
But I mean, besides, oh, and I need to, I very much want to have Rosalite study in Saite. Because all the other dragons are there. Actually, between you and me, I'm trying to figure out how to sever us. Like, not so that way she's gone or anything, but so that way she doesn't have to rely on being within 100 feet of me. 150 now because of that the collar necklace thing. But, you know, trying to figure that part out, but that part is not the most important thing, like, right now. I'd rather have her with me while we're doing all this crazy shit. That's on my mind. Not on my mind, that is a plan for the future. And then afterwards, I guess I could go to Vlagos and help Heron a lot. I miss that bitch sometimes.
I'm trying to think if Joanna has met them. I don't think they have, or very shortly in passing. I think that'd be nice. And look, I'm sure you have plenty of people that'll gladly help you do that. And, you know, thinking about it, you have plenty of people to help you do everything you're doing now. You know, Astrea, this is so funny. I was telling like Dumisa the same thing, that she doesn't have to do everything by herself.
Yes, she tells me that too. Hence why I am starting to try and attempt delegating, but if I'm being 100% honest, I am mostly doing these things for myself. I am an incredibly selfish person, actually. Like, I'm not doing all of this out of, you know, the goodness of my heart or anything, because like, or even because it's what I think is right. When I left Soli, I really did leave to save the world, but it was like my world, because like my dads are my world. And then I got a family, and that is also now my world. And then it grew so big. So, like, I do all of this, and I give everything to keep my world safe. What if I don't, and everything isn't worth it anymore? And then if my world is gone, then, like, the rest becomes collateral to me, and I hate thinking like this, because then it makes me no better than the gods I'm killing. But the only difference between them and me is I don't mind if my existence is temporary. I only care about this world because it is mine, and I have people that are mine in there, and that is all that matters. So this matters a lot.
Joanna is going to put her cup down and just go over and hug Astrea. And, like, do the thing where she's running her hand down her hair and just... Astrea, believe me, I understand more than you could think. But this too will pass your family when you're here doing your best, which does not mean exhausting yourself to the bone. You are doing the right thing, taking care of them in your own way. And you, and like, Joanna's gonna like now break the hug slightly, but just like still hold Astrea on her shoulders. When you are here, exhausting yourself to your last breath, that's not the thing helping your family, okay?
Okay. And Estrella has Studio Ghibli tears, by the way. Your shirt is damp.
That's fine. And like, Joanna's like, and I know that is so hard to let go of, but know that they will be here for you. And Joanna's gonna like wipe away a tear. Sobrina, I will be here for you. And Dumisa, and Maro, and Grun, and Damson, and Kratos, you have so many people here for you.
She's gonna take like a deep, deep breath. And she can take a deep breath because that bitch is a vocal singer, you know? From the diaphragm and everything, okay? And just let it out and go, okay. Okay, I hate this therapy thing.
We all do. It's understandable. Here. And Joanna's gonna get my wipe her tears. Why don't we go take a walk, grab some coffee, get some fresh air, yeah?
Yeah. She gotta hold your arm a little bit, though.
Joanna makes no moves to move Estrella's arm.
Happy y'all got a therapy.
Cry more, bitch.
Estrella did a therapy.
Yay! There's confetti in the air. A banner that says it's about fucking time comes out of the ceiling.
I'm sorry. I'm thinking about like, okay, it's a boy, but it's crossed out. It says it's about time. Okay, technically, I had one thing to do with Tamsin, and then I think Tick had something to do.
Mm-hmm. Yes, let's.
But I'm okay with going. Yeah, I'm okay with like letting Tick go first or whatever.
I think you should go first just because all this talking zoned me out and I want to be able to zone in for doing the ending cards. So just do your part, I'll do mine, and then I can end it. Because I'm... Gives me some time to clock back in mentally.
Okay, that works too. It's my turn to go see Tamsin. After some nebulous amount of time. Because I know Tamsin is technically working like all day with Dumisa on stuff. But like, I also want to pop my head in there, you know.
If you pop your head in wherever Tamsin and Dumisa are working, I think that Tamsin is like standing for part of it, and Jeremy comes and like blocks your way in, blocks your sight. Like the little snake arms start going wavy, wavy, wavy to distract you in the doorway.
Imagining Jeremy like the little inflatable dudes.
Exactly. So it's like a very noble tiger and then two wacky inflatable buddies.
I'm thinking of Jeremy like in Shrek 2 where all the furniture starts to talk and they go, huh, what a dance, pretty boy. But that's I see Jeremy and I go, Jeremy, why can't I come in? Is it the secret? I'm being loud.
Misa hastily holds up an unfinished onyx figurine. No, we're just crafting the thing for our child.
Oh, the puppy.
Yeah. It's just, you know, didn't want anybody walking in and interrupting our focus. Because it is magical, and I'm learning a lot about magic.
Yeah, a magical figurine for a baby. You really don't want to mess that up.
No, that could go so wrong.
Oh, yeah. I just wanted to is this a bad time? I wanted to poke Tamsin about a few things, but
no, we were about to take a break anyway. Gotta stretch out the old muscles.
So can I come in, or do you want to talk outside? I say as I gesture to wacky inflatable Jeremy.
Yeah, Tamsin will come over and say, no, I could use a bit of outdoors. Let's take a walk.
I'm taking so many walks today. The elder gaze. Wow. Getting my exercise in. Do not put any of this in the recording, Aubrey. So yeah. So we'll walk. We'll probably walk and like we'll do the high school walk where you just walk around your hallway in a circle and come back.
Yeah.
And I'll just go side. So as much as so I told no one. I have told no one at all about your lurch situation, except maybe my sister. Sorry. It kind of slipped out.
What were you talking about that would slip out? And Timson isn't like upset. She's just like confused.
I wanted to fill her in on everything. And I realize it is very hard to not tell her everything. I don't know. There is some magnetism in this that I do not understand. Because it's hilarious. I didn't tell shit to Doomy, but apparently I tell everything to Atlanta. It's weird. I don't know how it happened. It just did. And then I literally went and Tamsin became a lich. Oops. That was what happened. And she went, But like, not like her disappointed or unapproving, but more like I just unloaded so much information. I don't know if she will understand all of it. At least not yet. But I also followed that up with, but we're safe. We're so safe. We're like completely safe. No one, you know, I promise we're safe.
Yeah, Timson is full on just like laughing at you at this point. Okay, I can I can see how. I understand now.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's that. But I did want to ask how you did it. Because I just want to know, not gonna lie. It's 100% just like I want to know. There is absolutely no ulterior motive. I have no desire, but it's kind of cool and bone titties, you know? Like, just what happened? Not even what happened, how did it happen? That's the main reason. And then like, what do you mean you don't need to? I mean, I feel like it's got to do with the god heart eating part, that you should be good. And the Feywilds. But also, the fuck, you know, like it's I have so many questions that I can't really put into words. I just want to hear you talk.
I think that you see Tamsin when you admit that it's purely just like curiosity. I think that Tamsin sort of opens up and blossoms because she recognizes herself in that. And so she says, it was, the whole process is something that I had looked into long ago. I was of the Feywild and I've lived a much longer life than any human, but I didn't know how long it would last, especially with the Feywild closed off, and I get focused on things, and I just wanted to ensure that I was around long enough to see them through, to see the Feywilds reopened. So before your mother approached me, I had started on the ritual, but it was, I think, eating the heart of the god, and then the Feywild opening again, it gave me enough energy to actually complete it. I don't know that it's something that could be replicated. Those are some pretty specific circumstances.
Yeah. Because I feel like normally you know, need the, you know, like as she makes like the throat cutting like gesture, you know, you need to like unalive like a bunch of people or something like that. Or like I read a book once where some like woman like would do like blood baths for it, and you know what, like that kind of sounds very nice and powerful, but also kind of like, oh shit, where'd you get all that blood to bathe in, you know? That's a whole other issue. Mathematically you'd need like two or three depending on your like height and size and shit, but like no. Okay, look, I'm going off. But yeah, no, I wouldn't replicate it, but like it makes a lot of sense.
I can't say that it was a painless process, but it didn't hurt anyone else.
Oh, did it hurt you?
I did some experimentation that wasn't great before I met you. It's like you said, there are a lot of stories and it can be hard to tell exactly what it is that will work.
But experiments on like your body, or like on like a rat you caught in your house?
Tamsin looks vaguely offended that you would think there would be rats in her house. On my body, on my soul, I suppose. It was an interesting puzzle after centuries focusing on one thing and making no progress. At least I felt like I was getting somewhere with that. And anyway, it was a small price to pay to ensure that I'll be able to see this whole god killing through.
Okay, I can understand that for sure. Do you want to be a lich forever? I'm asking understanding and already knowing that this is kind of a permanent thing, but I'm also saying it kind of because I have done things with permanent things and made them unpermanent, so I mean, you know, in the future, after I have a decent amount of rest or perhaps a better schedule to appease fucking Joanna and Dumisa. Okay, I don't want another therapy session. That shit hurted. But like, you know, I get good rest. I don't mind, you know, with you looking into if you are ever interested in reversing.
Oh, good. I'm glad that they've discussed that with you already.
Boy. Hey.
I'll leave off on that bit. But honestly, Astraea, I'm nearing 500 years of life. I don't want to go on forever as a lich, or I think as a god.
No, I understand that part. Being a lich is kind of being temporarily immortal. I shouldn't say temporarily because, stories. But usually the process of not keeping it up, I'm worried that it will be painful. And I don't think you want to go out painfully, you know? I think I'm going to make many assumptions now, okay? Do not take any of them offensively. They are all affectionate. I feel like you want to retire. But like, me too. I'm like 22 on a good day. technically I should be older, but we're not gonna go. We're not gonna get into the math of what day.
Sorry, technically you should be older
by a few months. Yes, because like, so I was like, my like the journal said there was roughly 6 months or so. When not Talon, when my other dad, Theron, fuck that guy, a kid failed to kidnap, but kidnapped me and my brother, and my adopted dads, they knew I wasn't like a newborn, but they knew I also could only say like a goo-goo, so, both of my dads are like, one is an elf and the other is a gnome, so they don't actually celebrate their birthdays properly. My dad, Calyx, likes to pick season and be like, that's my birthday. And then my dad, Hava, doesn't know what birthdays are, even though it's been at least 22 years with him. He still doesn't understand that concept. So I don't know my age roughly. I just guess. Well, not guess, like I can estimate, but I thought I was a Libra this whole time, but I could be wrong. And that scares me. Your silence feels like an eternity.
Like me, Tamsin is not an astrology gay. But okay, I see, that's all understandable. What were we talking about?
I think we all lost the plot a little bit.
Me too.
Oh my gosh, Tamsin's getting so old.
I was like, okay, I understand the not wanting to prolong the existence part. I just think you want to retire, and that's why I was suggesting the reversal process, because I theoretically I'm not sure what it will feel like when you stop essentially feeding yourself, like, you know. I mean, maybe nothing happens. Maybe you could just, like, poof into dust. And then where would your soul go? Whoever is in charge at the time after. But, like, you know, like, that's what I mean. That's what I mean. I'm talking about your fun retirement with Amidus and perhaps Joanna. I don't know.
I see. I hadn't thought quite that far ahead. I appreciate the offer to look into it after everything and after you've had at least a year of resting.
Why is it so long?
1 year. No more. 1 year. No less.
Fine. When it starts, though, you can bet your ass I'm going to, like, mark it on the calendar. The calendar says lich time.
Well, I believe we have two other little things to get to before we wrap it up.
Thank you. All right, so first, I have promise of money, so I will cast sending to heavy. And if anybody happens to spy Groon, you see Groon like writing down things in like weird goblin chicken scratch, which is unusual because Groon never writes. So the message to Heavy will be, "Hi, Heavy. I need your help building a temple. Please come to Cressa as soon as you can. We will pay your way."
Okay. A few minutes later, you get a... if you wait, like, a little over a month, I'll be back. Kind of can't just leave the ship right now.
And since I have plenty of spell slots, I will respond and be like, no problem. We'll see you then. Explanation coming in your dreams. Much love.
You get a okay, I'll look forward to that. Says worriedly.
Okay, that's number one. Number two is Grund will cast Dream Message. The target of Dream Message will be Heavy. And like any low-level priests that Grund used to know that are like true believers, like, they're not high up enough that they knew that Vasield was evil.
And I don't think any priest, any clerics know.
But, sorry, can you repeat that sentence?
I will say that, like, most clerics, like, honestly, no one really knew that Vasield was evil.
Okay, fair enough. So we're going to go with, although they might. Okay, so this is not going to go over well. So Grund is going to make the assumption that aside from Heavy, all of the clerics knew that were really high up. And is going to send this message, which this should be interesting. Oh, goodness. I feel silly. But you know what? Grund would do this, so let's go. Hi, it's Grund, and I have a really important message. My friends and I beat up Vasield. The evil false god is dead, and their power chose me to take over for them. Vasield left a big hole in the world. Where will little goblins like me learn to be good and to make fire and to help people? If you want to help people like we thought we were going to, seek out Hevrick and Kressa in a month. We can build a temple and orphanage. Help people, help the sick, protect the innocent, confront liars. Never refuse good people who need you. For bad people should get a chance to learn and be good, like Heavy did for me. Be a good gobbo, help the needy, spread my mark, and I will learn to give you my strength like the false god did. And we'll make a big-ass flaming Grund was here sigil appear behind her.
That is definitely a choice.
That and is...
We will end the episode here.
I think so, Tick had something.
No, we're gonna move it next time because we're all tired. It's almost midnight.
We're going long tonight because we took a little bit long between episodes. So yeah, Tick, take us out.
Alright, thank you both for listening to another wonderful episode of Goblins and Gays. If you like what we do here, feel free to follow us on Twitter at Goblins and Gays for all of our amazing content. Lots of people here also have fantastic shows that are usually plugged at the beginning of this episode. Give those a listen as well. They are all fantastic, amazing, and quite frankly, get to see everyone play different characters. Same familiar faces, different performances. Give us some support on our Patreon so we continue to do what we do. And remember, stay safe, eat your vegetables, and vote for Grund.
Vote for Grund.
And fuck you, Craig.
Be gay. Roll dice.
An LGBTQIA actual play podcast network.